welcome everyone to a special episode. I believe this is episode 73?
74? I don't know.
We're trying to... This is the quarantine episode.
No, I've had an idea of getting rid of the numbers.
What's that?
Just getting rid of them and having the topics be the thing.
I like numbering it just to see the progress that we've been making.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's just...
I just hope it's not intimidating. When you discover a new show or podcast, I guess, do you ever feel intimidated when you're like jumping on to episode 250 whatever?
Intimidated in what way?
So one thing I try to catch myself is not having like show banter, like stuff that only like people who watch the show would get.
Yeah.
Relates an audience, especially like, on a format like this.
Like inside jokes?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of rewarding to the people who do watch it, though.
Yes.
So like I said earlier, this is the quarantined episode. If you haven't noticed already, Chris, we are doing this over the internet. Chris is at his home. I am at my home, which is why you are not seeing visuals right now.
Yeah, I'm very curious if it's something like if it sounds good enough to where you would notice.
I think people might be able to notice comparing to past videos, probably, but it's not too big of a difference.
Because I know Skype sounds like where it's like slightly delayed, the audio's all muffled.
Yeah, Discord's got it pretty under wraps from what I've noticed. A lot of people actually use Discord through like online interviews and stuff like that.
I want it to sound like Call of Duty party chats is what I'm getting at.
Yeah. So we have a lot to talk about since we missed a week. We've got more Corona updates, and then Chris and I both have had some updates in the workplace and some world events.
Game news came out.
Yeah, we got some gaming news and
some Netflix stuff.
A whole bunch of stuff to talk about. What do you want to dive into first?
We're going to talk about regular news.
Woohoo.
Ding, 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 ding.
Coronavirus. Okay, next topic.
Coronavirus.
No, so like it's been a week of working from home now, which has been super weird. Yeah.
Have you ever worked from home?
No. Nothing
well,
like
you
this.
You have though, cuz like you've done like you know, you've gotten paid for, you've done it from home.
I have.
Yeah, like you've made logos when you do your commissions, like you're working from home.
Yeah, but I mean it's not like corporate work that I've done before from home.
Yeah, it is weird. It's an adjustment.
Yeah. They had us like bring home a bunch of equipment within the span of like 2 or 3 days and set up an in-home office, which thankfully I've got a pretty decent setup. It was a pretty nice transition for me.
Yeah, I've had to like make some room. We had to put like a table in a weird room just because me and Alec work at the same place. And I've had to put my stuff in this random room with a table. Like I got like a pool table next to me. I get to play it though because it's covered in shit. But you know how that goes. You know how that be.
Yeah. I don't know. I've got my home office set up, so I've been watching like Netflix, YouTube, Hulu. Been catching up on some Star Wars shit. It's been pretty nice. I wouldn't mind.
I'm like active on call, so I don't get to enjoy the luxury.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind if this was a permanent change. I actually feel a little happier at home by myself and not in an office with a bunch of people.
Just, do you think you work slower at home?
Yeah, for sure.
That's the issue. It's not a distracting thing. It's just like there's so many resources you don't have.
Yeah, it's not the fact that I'm watching stuff because I do that at work anyway. It's the fact that there's so much sensitive information that I can't have of myself, so we're forced to work everything digitally, which has been a learning curve, but that can easily be fixed by some new processes.
So how is quarantine life? So what's the biggest adjustment for your quarantine self?
Honestly, my life has not changed that much. The only adjustment is that I don't go out to eat as often.
That's what I was going to say. Okay, so let me say something. Going out to eat is not just about food.
No.
Like, think about how many conversations you miss when you don't get to go out to eat. Because that's my favorite part, is just talking to people.
Yeah. I mean, that's good. That's been different, but at the same time, I'm not, I guess not, it's not that big of a deal to me. Because I've got a bunch of online friends, too, that I just talk to over chat messengers or online when we're, yeah, playing a game or something. So I feel like our generation isn't feeling that bad about staying at home for a couple weeks or even a couple months. It's mostly older people who I feel don't.
Oh, you're going to feel it, though, in a minute. Like, I feel like it was already with the restaurants, but people's vacations are about to get canceled.
Yeah, I have a vacation in June I'm kind of scared about.
Oh, dude, no way. Is that when it is? It's June, that Florida trip?
The very beginning of June.
Yeah, no way.
I don't.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Yeah, you guys aren't going there.
We'll see. We'll see once May and April passes, but yeah, I don't know.
If May gets better, maybe.
Maybe.
But, like, you're pushing it because, like, Florida's a hot spot.
Yeah, I'm saying, like,
you're going to Utah.
We probably won't see improvements till maybe late June, mid-July.
The only way I see you guys going is if you all, like, if the vaccine comes out in that time, I just don't see it likely, or you all get it, which I can see that maybe happening.
It also depends on, like, travel restrictions and things like that, too.
Yeah, a lot of you guys will probably have to drive. Yeah, vacations are probably tough for people because, like, this is hitting in the summer.
Yeah. For some reason, my brilliant father decided to pack up and head down to Florida with his girlfriend for the week, so.
We won't get into that.
He got his vacation.
Hey, you can't hurt the hustle, dog. Mm-hmm.
That's okay.
So besides quarantine, though, like, are you excited about this government check?
I'm weary about it. Like, I'm cautious, I guess is a better word. Because I hear, but I don't know what's true. I hear it's like a pay it forward to next year's tax check. Which
I think your tax check will be a decent size smaller. I don't think it'll be. I think you're looking at, you'll only get 75% of like what you got this year.
Well, the thing is, what we're about to get is right around even a little more than what we just got from filing our taxes. So I don't know if it's like a prepayment to us and if we'll have to owe that money back at the end of the year, which I could see happening.
So
but I plan on saving the money until we figure out what's going on.
Yeah, but you're going to spend it. Like, I don't see that money staying with you all year.
No way, dude. I'm not spending that money until I know for certain it's like, it's actual, like, I'm not going to get penalized at the end of the year for it.
Like, if this not goes away, but like, is no longer like an issue or a vaccine comes out like August, I bet you spend that money by December.
Maybe. I mean, we've been talking about putting it back in our savings account and using it as a down payment towards a house.
Yeah, like, I think that money is very liquid.
Yeah, because,
and not everyone's getting it too.
Yeah,
like you got to think about that. Like, a tax return, everyone who files taxes gets, but this, it's not everyone.
Yeah,
it's like a decent amount of the workforce. I guess I'd have to look up how much of the workforce are dependents.
I was also surprised because I wasn't expecting this. I was expecting only people that filed for unemployment to get it, which is also another reason why I think that it's kind of going to be used to build back up the economy since people aren't buying as much now. I feel like they're using that as a way to avoid a recession.
They'll probably tax the stock market.
Yeah. Yeah.
So every stock that's traded will probably have a higher tax on it.
Yeah.
Because there's no alternative. Like, you trade stock in one place.
How is the stimulus package treating you?
I don't get anything.
I
still go to school, so I was claimed on mine.
You also still live at home, so you're a dependent.
Yeah, so you can be claimed as a dependent if you live at home, but if you live at home and you don't go to school, you can't.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so like you can only be claimed as a dependent if you live at home and you go to school.
Oh, so that's why you said your parents are getting fucked on this too.
Yeah, because they're not getting fucked. I mean, both of my parents are considered essential, so like they're not losing their job.
Yeah,
but people who are getting fucked are like people who have their kids at home who are not considered essential, who are losing their job and not getting that $500. Because when they filed last year, if you were over the age of 17, you're not getting anything. So you don't get that $500 bonus too.
Okay.
Like, your parents, like Brad and your mom, like they won't get anything for Cameron. And it puts them in a hard spot because I don't know if their jobs are classified as essential.
Yeah.
Like they're out of a job for this month. Well, not your mom, because your mom works remote.
Yeah.
But like if she didn't, she'd be in a tough spot because like your siblings are both over that age.
Yeah.
So she wouldn't get any reimbursement. But they don't both live at home, but like does. It's really about the mortgage or rent payment that you have to pay that month. That's what this is for.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm thankful I'm still working. That's the only thing I've been able to say lately. Another thing that I found kind of interesting is that like we were asking Ethan and Paisley, or I was asking Ethan and Paisley earlier, is that people who are self-employed probably won't see any of this money either, which is super interesting to me. Cause like,
self-employed, you mean like if they didn't have to file taxes?
So they filed their taxes, but since they're self-employed, I saw that people who are self-employed aren't going to be benefiting from this much. Like, I don't know if they'll be...
Oh, yeah, because, okay, so small businesses are getting a small business SBA thing. So, like, they're getting also a reimbursement as a loan, I'm pretty sure, but they're getting paid... a little bit of money too, because obviously like, you know, like a hairdresser or a hair salon, they're not getting any money right now.
Right.
So like they're getting money from the government to help them stay open. That way they don't have to close because of this. But a person who's self-employed,
right,
they're not a small business because they're only one employee.
Right.
But yeah, they'd only get that reimbursement check that everyone else gets, which...
Would they even though?
Depending on. Yeah, they would.
Okay.
But like, they're self-employed, but they still, like, they own their own business, right? So, like, that's not going to sustain everything they have to account for in their small business. So, like,
I guess it would depend on how they filed their taxes.
Yeah, like, think about this, like, a contracting artist or like an animator who works on contract work. If they're self-employed, like they're pretty much like their own firm, like an accountant would be.
Yeah, but don't you have to make
they don't work. No.
You have to make like $12,000 to be considered a small business, right?
Yeah, but like if they're self-employed and they work contract to contract, there's other things that's not going to pay for. So like, software updates or any kind of like physical material they may need, they're not going to have the money to cover it because they're only getting the check that covers like their rent,
right,
which everyone gets. So yes, self-employment, when you're self-employed, there's like other expenditures that you're not going to be able to cover unless you've like backlogged some money, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, it's putting people in a tough spot. What's going to help though is people taking this monthly earnings and, you know, using it wisely, but also attempting the best they can. And this is my opinion. I don't, you know, what do I know? I think they're trying their best to try to go back to normal, if that makes sense. Because if you just oversave and hoard your money, these small businesses, it's all for nothing, right?
Yeah.
If they're not getting the business when this goes away.
Yeah.
I think a good example would be like a bar. Like if nobody goes to these bars because they just want to save money in case something like this happens again, that bar is out of business. It's not that it's like crucial, because that's just how this works. I mean, but I don't think anyone rightfully, like, I don't think anyone was really prepared for this, but kind of rightfully so.
Yeah.
Because it's such a weird position to be in.
Yeah. I was talking to some people earlier. It's like, we'll be probably talking about this for the rest of our lives.
Because it's weird, because it's not earth ending, but it's super inconvenient. Almost more inconvenient that it's not earth ending. You know what I mean?
It's earth altering. Like, we're going to be different after this.
Because if this was some like zombie virus or something that we were not going to recover from, your life would completely change.
Yeah.
But this is weird because it's like, it's severe, but we're going to kind of have to go back to normal afterwards.
Yeah, we'll go back to normal. Like, once it'll probably hopefully go away after once like the we start warming up and stuff. But like, and we got to get a vaccine and which is kind of dangerous too, but
I think this year's kind of shot. I feel like this year's yeah. kind of, this is the virus year.
Half of the year is for sure shot. But it's interesting to say that like we're going through this and like it's going to be interesting after this. I feel
there's no one to like retaliate for, you know what I mean? Like this, it's no one's fault.
Have you noticed how a bunch of other stuff has calmed down? Like all the PC shit, all of the rubbing shoulders with other countries, like it's all just been put in the back seat for now.
Yeah, like literally everything, right? Like primary got delayed. I don't think the president, not like, I don't think debates will happen this year.
Yeah.
Or at least not until the end. And I think it's weird because in the Constitution, I don't know if you've ever, or not Constitution, I'm sure it's the amendments, I don't know, one of those documents. I have it like over on my book thing, but I was reading it the other day, and that January date that the president becomes the president is like predetermined by that document.
Mm.
And it'll be weird to see if we go back on that, because I think that'll be like the first time that's ever happened.
Yeah. And it's also kind of weird because like I feel in a way this is kind of like our generation's world war. It's like that's something that a lot of people have been quoting from, like Bill Gates, is he did a TED talk and he's like, the next world war won't be between countries, it'll be from like a virus or something that like people weren't expecting.
I don't think it's that severe.
No, not at all, but like it's interesting to see how the world is coming together because of this.
Yeah.
It's like an uncommon enemy.
It's the, what is it? Sorry, I have it right now. I'm looking
I've also been drinking a little bit, so.
What is the thing with that? Because I've heard that you're not supposed to right now.
Drink?
Yeah, because doesn't it weaken your immune system, or is that a bunch of gobbledygook so you don't go get Corona beers? Oh,
dude, I haven't heard anything like that.
Oh, well.
Why would that weaken your immune system? Just because you do stupid shit?
No, because it doesn't it kill. I don't know.
I don't either.
I know it in general makes you weaker, but I thought it like damages your immune system. Oh, it's because like it's naturally emptying your stomach.
What?
Like, because obviously you wouldn't want to be having like an empty stomach when a virus like this enters your body. Because it's like when you get this kind of virus, from what I understand.
I mean, I'm at home.
It's
by myself.
An idiot because I cannot find this. I literally read it like 2 days ago. Okay, so it is the Constitution. Oh, whatever. Who cares?
Yeah, fuck it. We're at 20 minutes. So let's move on to some more important news. So I've watched two episodes of that. I had to stop because Caitlin fell asleep.
So after this, I'm going to go watch the final episode.
How many episodes are there?
There's only 7.
Okay, do you want to save this for when people have finished watching it? Or at least we have finished watching it? Because I'll probably watch some more of that tonight.
I will save this. Just what's your first general impression? See if it changes.
My first general impression is that it's okay. I'm kind of hooked. I really got hooked when I saw that girl got her arm chewed off. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert, but like it gets pretty quick in there. So
yeah,
there's still tons to watch after.
There are quite a few characters in this documentary. I think that's what I'm most excited about, is that all of these people are super interesting. And I think that's why it's so successful right now.
You're on what, episode two? There's one. I think there's one more guy you got to meet, maybe.
Yeah, I know a lot of people are really...
You got to know.
I've seen a lot of, what is it, Joe Exotic or something?
So Joe Exotic's the main guy.
Right. I've seen a lot of people like talking about him, so...
Because he's him and it's Carol interesting. Baskin are like the main things.
Yeah, because he's kind of portrayed as an antagonist in the first couple episodes, but I'm starting to assume that he's going to start becoming a protagonist as the documentary goes on.
Weirdly, I don't know, there's literally nothing to compare him to. Like I can't find anybody that I can think that he's like. People say Joe Dirt, but he's really not.
Yeah, I think
he looks like him, but
the best thing might be like a cartoon character.
Definitely a
cartoon
character.
He's very flamboyant and he's got a strong personality.
You want to talk about iDubbbz?
Oh yeah, so let's get into some internet news. Besides the mainstream.
Everyone knows who iDubbbz is, and if you don't, you can look him up. That's up to you. It's not really about like him, but like his reaction.
Internet personality iDubbbz has a girlfriend who decided to become an OnlyFans model. And if you don't know what OnlyFans is, it's a website where you can sell amateur porn, pretty much, as a individual person. It's kind of like an Etsy for amateur porn.
It's, from what I understand, not that this matters, but it's like, it's not like someone's in there with his girlfriend. It's like her by herself.
Right. It could span through anything. Like if she wants to make a video of
make
her.
Make it bad if she wanted.
Yeah, if she wanted to make a video of her getting railed by some dude, then that it's completely up to her. But it's like it's a pay-per-view for porn.
So, do you want to go first?
You can go ahead.
So this is what I want to turn this into. Pretty much kind of like a few questions. First, would you be personally okay with this?
Absolutely. I've seen the numbers those girls are pulling in, like, it's insane. I don't get this whole simp accusation stuff that's going on with him. Like,
okay, so that's separate, though. But I mean, like, you personally, like, would you be okay?
Me doing it? Or, like, if
Kate would start doing it? Okay, well, I guess that'll probably be my next question. But, like, if, like, Kate did it.
No, I'm totally on iDubbbz side.
Okay, but that to me separate. Like, I would not be okay. Ultimately, it's like her choice, but like, it would bother me.
Why?
If someone, yeah, but that's the thing. Like, I don't. That's not his fault, right? Like, I agree. My thing is like, and she's okay with it. Why does it matter?
Right.
It's no one else's business. That's where the problem is. Like, I don't think the question is, would you personally be okay? I was just curious.
Well,
but like,
I think the biggest problem with him that a lot of his fans were pointing out is that he's being painted as a hypocrite because he's gone after people who do that in the past, I guess.
I don't know. Well, he's used like terminology like bitch and whore.
Skank.
And I think whore specifically, but like, I think that's such a silly thing. So silly. I think the bigger thing is like people are assuming a lot about him because of it, right? So yeah, he's like a simp or he's a cuck because he lets someone do that to his girlfriend. At the end of the day,
what's happening to you know, though? Like, honestly, all that's happening is that she's selling her nudes.
Oh,
who fucking cares?
It's the thing. Like, it doesn't, like, for him, because I think people are like, well, I wouldn't want it, that to happen to my girlfriend. It's like, yeah, but that's you and your girlfriend. Yeah. That's not him.
And, like, you like, know, whatever she's going to be business. Making bank from this. Like, why wouldn't you? If she's got that audience, like,
I don't want to turn it around to be like, well, if you don't, then there's a problem with you.
No.
Like, if, but it's like, it's does, it's not anyone's business.
Right. Well, I kind of get it because, like, she's promoting it and stuff, and everyone knows, like, obviously, she's. People who are fans of iDubbbz will notice that. Will know who she is.
To me, like, it doesn't.
It still,
I don't think whether or not we personally are cool with our own experience because it's different. Like, I don't care if that makes sense.
I don't either.
It's so weird that that's what you'd attach your fandom to a person to be.
I feel like it's a bunch of.
Like, what he does in his private life, I've never cared about.
I feel like it's his incel fan base. Like those people who liked his videos because he was so edgy, but don't have girlfriends.
I think it's his fan base that's like,
don't understand relationships.
Well, they don't understand that, like, so they see it as a sign of weakness that you let someone do that to your girlfriend.
How does that make him a simp, though?
Because like, I'm not too familiar with simp.
A simp is like someone who's desperate to be like with a woman. Yeah, not necessarily a cuck.
It's someone he's so desperate to be with her, he'll let her do whatever.
Yes, he will do whatever to be with this woman. Like, it's basically like someone who's friend zoned.
Oh, I see. Because it's. Okay, I can see their argument. I just think their argument's stupid.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's his girlfriend, so he's not a simp. Like, I don't
think it's not that he's, and again, I don't know, but like, from my understanding, it's not that he thinks that, like, if I don't let her do this, she'll break up. I don't think he gives a shit. I don't think he cares.
Yeah.
Like, who gives a shit, right?
Right.
And that's not how I would do it, but, like, it's not fucking me. It's none of my fucking business. And, like, it wouldn't be his business for me. Like, reverse, like, I don't... Who fucking cares?
Right.
Like, who cares?
It's being so blown out of proportion. It's ridiculous.
Like, just the only thing is, I just would hope he would do what he wants to do, like, right. Both ways. So,
if that's a healthy relationship, like... Just let each other do what they want to do, and if you can live like that, then what's the fucking problem?
That's my thing. Like, if he had a problem with it, I'm sure they would have talked about it. So, like, why is it? Why do these people think it's up to them to, like, go after him, like, argue on his behalf or something, like accusing him of being a simp or like judging him based on that? My thing is, I personally don't think he is. I really do think it's a thing of, like, he doesn't give a shit, right?
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, you know, it's his relationship. He's very private, too, which I think...
Oh, yeah.
The thing that is just unfortunate is because how private he is. I think it's a plus, you know. I think it's best to just be private with that stuff as much as you can.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't talk about it. He doesn't post online a lot.
His girlfriend has never been mentioned in any of his videos.
This is the first time I think he's ever referenced that personal of its thing with him.
Yeah. Exactly.
Don't get why it would make you upset. Like, let's say he was. Let's say he was like, you know, this girl's like cock slave, like just absolutely bend the knee, whatever. What does any of his content have to do with that?
Like, nothing.
Like, even like, I'm not saying he is. That's whatever. But like, even if he was, why would it matter?
I feel like it's kind of like what he pointed out in his videos. Like, people see him as a role model, and they don't want him doing that sort of stuff because that's who they look up to. It's kind of pathetic, but like, weird. he's just a guy. Like, if he wants to do this, and his girlfriend wants to do this, and make some money on the side, and she knows the consequences and have weighed them, and this is what she wants to do, who the fuck are you to say anything?
It's just weird. That's a weird stance to take, like, that you look up, like, you're an adult.
You know what it is?
And babies.
What?
It's man children who, like, still have this thing of, like, that's what I want to be when I grow up, even though he's not old.
Yeah, like, from iDubbbz's standpoint, but, like, his girlfriend's standpoint is, like, this is going to pay the bills. I guarantee you she will be the breadwinner after this. And to be honest, like, any of this publicity is going to benefit her. And anyway, PewDiePie made a video about it. So, like, she's about to see that income, dude.
I mean, like, that's, let her do it. Like, who cares? What's it to you? It's one of those things, like, and I just don't get people who make comments, like, shitty comments to people in general online. It's like, you know, this is a real person who is going to see this.
Yeah.
I think that's what's going to scare, like, that video probably scared some of his audience, because it's like, I bet most of them are like, he'll never even see this comment, so I'll just post it, because who gives a shit?
Yeah. It's a bunch of edgy teenagers.
But then when they see, like, he does see it, and now he has to waste his time addressing it. Cares.
I think he'll be all right. He had a lot to say at the end of that video about his upcoming projects. I think he'll just move on. I mean, that's the only thing you can do, is just ignore these fucking crybabies and keep doing what you want to do.
Yeah, that's such a weird segment. If it, like, I seriously don't think anyone really cares.
Oh, yeah. I mean...
Even the people who read on the internet, I don't think actually care. I think it's just a thing for them to look down on someone, which...
I think he just
opened... the internet, they love to do it.
Yeah, he just opened up another bottle of worms, if anything.
I think he'll be more than fine. I think he'll be just dandy. His content, like, his, I watch him for the funny shit he posts. Like, I don't give a shit what he does in his personal life.
Oh yeah, dude. Like, when he said, really, when he said the second documentary was coming out soon, I about shit my pants. Like, that's all I care about.
Like, that's the thing I took most from the video. Like, that's really the only shit I care about.
What he said he was about to release.
Yeah, like, seriously, like, I don't know. I guess I watch, like, content online. I think people with internet videos get more personal than they do with people, like, on TV, right?
Yeah.
Like, who gives a shit what Jimmy Fallon's doing on his free time?
Yeah.
But for some reason, people with YouTube videos care so much about these people's personal lives.
I think it's because they open up that window into their personal life. So these people start to think, like, they know this person, and they start to associate them.
He's the opposite. He doesn't.
Yeah, but I mean, there's still enough there where people can, like, start associating themselves as, like, I would be really good friends with this person if I knew them in real life. And since you're seeing them all the time, you just, I don't know, I guess you can start feeling like you know that person.
I'll be honest, that's why I see shit like David Dobrik as chips compared to, like... Like, that documentary is way better than anything I've seen on YouTube ever.
You cut out there for a second. You said you're compared to David Dobrik to who?
Saying, like, David Dobrik is like chips, like potato chips. Like, they're good and fun. But, like, that's why I don't like his content that much, because it's too personal.
Oh.
Like, the best part of David's stuff is, like, the shit that's larger than life.
Yeah.
And it's fun, because it's like an exaggeration, but, like...
Yeah.
When he gets personal, that's where I just don't care. Like, I really don't care what these people's personal life, because it's not, you're not close.
Yeah.
anyone you watch on YouTube, you are not close with that person. Like, you, it's almost irresponsible to think you know anyone on YouTube.
Yeah, but I can understand how people get kind of lost in the sauce with that. It's like you're watching them every day. Like, that's all you see for hours on end. If you're constantly just watching that person, like, and seeing that person in front of your face, but, like, they don't see you back. I can understand it, how people get obsessive, but I also think it's important that people are more aware when they start becoming obsessive like that.
I don't know. That's, it, to me, cheapens the art of what this platform could really be.
Right. So right? If we get to that point, maybe it's time for a change. Like, maybe these people...
I really think people need to stop. Like, I hope this vlog stuff goes away. Right. I know it's like it's not going to, because that is YouTube now.
I feel like these documentaries are kind of a good solution to that. Instead of making these short videos that are frequent, make a longer video that are infrequent, kind of like what Shane Dawson does, where it's more of a television series than it is a vlog.
Like, discussion's fun.
Yeah.
Like, there are people I watch for their opinion, but, like, still, even then, not personal. Because they could be lying to me, and I wouldn't care, right? Like, there are people I watch... I'm trying to think of an example. Like, there's this channel called Kind of Funny I watch. And they do, like, movie and game reviews, and they do a series called In Review. And I watch because I generally find it funny and interesting, but I like their opinion. But if I found out that everything they were putting out was a complete lie, I wouldn't care. Like, I'd still watch it and enjoy it regardless. Cause to me, it's like, I don't care what they, like, what they put out online is what I care about. Like, what they do outside, I don't care. Or something like that's different, but like, the small minutia of like what their girlfriend does and what they're okay with, who cares?
Yeah.
I get what you're saying. Like, it's, you think it's okay.
I don't understand why you, can you elaborate a little more on why you would be upset if your significant other were to do something like this?
I think I'd only get upset at the point if someone else was involved.
So, like, if they were fucking someone else on the side?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I mean, I would totally not be okay with that.
That's what I was getting at. Like, if they were just, like...
I don't think that's a thing, though.
Getting giggly on the thing by themselves, like, okay. Like, you do you, I guess. But, like, I would. It'd be a here nor there.
Yeah, that would be that where point. I would draw the line. Like, if they were just posting pictures and, like, making solo videos and stuff like that, I'd be fine. Here. If someone else that wasn't in our relationship was contributing to this, no.
No.
That's where I draw the line.
It'd be a hard no.
I don't think that's what's happening, though. I think maybe...
Even if it is or not, I don't care. Like, let him do him.
What?
Yeah, if someone else was involved, that'd be the...
No. You talk about IDUPS, yeah.
Like, yeah, that'd be where I draw the line.
Do you think, like, that's where people are assuming, though? Do you think they're assuming that she is fucking someone else on the side?
I've seen people, even in this video, they were like, well, you know, they're seeing her body.
Yeah. Like, that was like a big argument, is that, like, other people are seeing her. It's like, who the fuck cares?
It's like the way you see someone's body and all that personal. Like, the thing, you can have genuine moments with people. Like, if someone else sees to talk about, because it's such a weird mindset to think that, like, just because someone saw your girlfriend naked, that they immediately have no value to you because you're not special.
Right.
It's like a way of seeing, like, empathy. What's the word I'm thinking about?
I don't know. Your mic is cutting in and out.
Am I cutting in and out bad?
It's getting a little bad. I don't know if you're moving around a lot or... if you're messing with your chords.
How about this? We'll get off this topic here.
Okay.
So do we agree though that's where you draw the line if someone else got involved?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Whatever. I just mean personally, like, if, because to me, I can judge all I want, but I also at the same time, like, I'd have faith in my girlfriend at the time. Like, I don't want to use, it's so weird. I don't want to use her name in this conversation. It's so like she would never.
Yeah.
But even if she did, I don't think she's dumb at all. So like whatever she wants to do, you know, I'm in full support, whatever my girlfriend wants to do. Yeah. Cause I think she's smart enough to make her own decisions and she knows what's best for herself. I don't question that about her.
And you can't deny the data, dude. These girls are racking in the money. If they've got the audience, they're making probably triple of what you can make at a regular job.
Yeah, I mean, I'd consider it. If people love paying that much money for fat, stupid, neckbeard, piece of shit boys like myself, I'd probably consider it.
Hell yeah, dude. I'd sell my panties in an instant.
You know, I've missed out on this market. Who wants to see my grossness?
Okay, let's get to video game news. We got some recent updates. Won't be so recent once this episode drops.
Dude, we're cooking with this one. There's actually some big news coming out. Some I think you underplay.
Yeah.
So, one moment. Ooh, I'm going to mute myself real quick. You keep on conversation. I just need to do something.
Do you want me to announce it?
Here, you announce. You talk about the direct a little bit. That's
okay.
What we're going to talk about.
Okay, we'll talk about the mini direct that just happened with Nintendo. So during this past week of self-quarantining, Nintendo put out a mini direct, which was the first in, I don't know, probably over a year. Some quick highlights of that direct was we got a intro for a new Smash character, which I will wait till Chris comes back to talk about. But we got a lot of remasters. We got some Xenoblade Chronicles remastered with Shulk, everyone's favorite, you know, short wearing Australian boy. He's blonde.
If you want to give people a long episode.
Yeah, let's go.
You want to give them a long episode? Okay.
So yeah, we're 43 minutes in. Let's just keep going.
Talk about the rest of the direct real quick.
Okay, so what else was there? We got a bunch of indie games. What else was there? You know what? Fuck it. We're getting an arms character for Smash, and that's pretty fucking exciting. Because as Chris told me earlier, we've already got an assist trophy for an arms character, which was the main character. So I'm hoping they bring in Twintel, which is my favorite character of the ARMS franchise. That was one of the games. What was that?
Gub.
What?
Them cheeks fat. Them cheeks be fat, bro.
She thick.
Booty squad.
Yeah. So, I mean, that would be cool to see her, but honestly, what they'll probably do is what they did with the Dragon Quest character and just make every alternate skin a different character, which is cool in my opinion, too. I think it'd be honestly a great addition to the Smash series. I think a lot of people have seen this coming.
Just fuck all that. Shut up. Okay. Here's the real question.
Here we go.
Who's the rest of the five?
Come on. You can't. There's no point.
Who's remaining?
There's no point. I don't care about guessing anymore.
I think it's about to get nuts. I think this assist trophy thing opens up some big possibilities. Tell you what.
You think Shadow's coming?
Oh.
No.
I think the last character, I would bet big money. I'd bet like in the tens of dollars that the last character they announce is Waluigi.
Oh my god, that'd be so stupid.
I think it'll be the hypest I don't think it's stupid.
That would be so stupid.
I think it'll be the biggest moment at whatever E3 it is at that point.
Bullshit.
I think...
Waluigi? Really?
Waluigi. Well, okay, so we know about the controversy,
you've
right?
You've got Sora, you've got Knuckles, you've got Zero.
The one character that is not in there from that series, that like Mario in general. Like, it's the one. Literally, like, they have Daisy and Wario, but they do not have Waluigi.
I don't know.
Now, whether or not they put him in there, I don't give a shit. I just know it's going to be a hype moment. I know it's going to be the last character, because it's going to be... I think it's going to be two Japanese characters. Like, America's not going to even know who the fuck these people are type characters. Or, like, Devil May Cry. And then I think there's going to be, like, G's technically, like, American character, but, like, designed for the American audience. Because I think Crash is one of them. I think Crash Bandicoot's one of the characters.
I don't know. I feel like that's too obscure, though.
I think that's one of the big ones that's just still not in there. I think Crash is Banjo level.
I don't.
I think he's the big draw of this pack.
Banjo's been with Nintendo for so long, though.
That's the thing. Like, I think... I know it's not quite as big, but it's almost to Sonic stuff, where it's like he's not known for Nintendo at all.
I feel like Crash is kind of personal, crazy, though. Crash is kind of personal because that's what PlayStation made as soon as they separated from Nintendo.
So is Cloud.
No, Crash was...
Fantasy 7 was supposed to be an N64 game.
Really?
Yeah, it wasn't big enough for the cartridge. Reverse. The cartridge wasn't big enough for the game. The PlayStation was the N64 at one point.
I thought Sony left Nintendo...
Did they so the Sony PlayStation was what the N64 was going to be. Like, it was going to be like an attachment, I'm pretty sure, because it was going to help games that were bigger, like Final Fantasy 7, play on an N64. Crash could have in theory ran on an N64, but it was Final Fantasy 7 that was the one that like would not run on N64, and it was because Nintendo... Because Sega didn't have any Final Fantasy games. It was just Nintendo who published Final Fantasy stuff and put it on their console. So that was a big move when they went and put the seventh game, which is the biggest game, on someone else's console. It'd be like Kingdom Hearts 3 being a Xbox exclusive. I know the game's not good, but like if it was announced to be an Xbox exclusive, if that happened, you'd never see Sora in a PlayStation thing. It crashes one of the characters. I think Dante from Devil May Cry is one of them.
Are there any Devil May Cry games on Nintendo, though?
There's the remakes on there.
Oh.
Let's move on. There's some other news we need to cover.
Yeah, go ahead.
You obviously don't... You didn't come prepared on that one.
No.
You let down.
I'm also
inebriated. This is why you would never make it on OnlyFans.
I'm also inebriated.
Oh, one of the other big things. So with the direct, also Animal Crossing came out.
Oh yes, dude! How can I miss that? I've been playing that all week. I was actually playing it right before we started recording.
I bet you were playing it while we were recording, weren't you?
Nope, I actually stopped. But I'm about to make some money. Hopefully, if I can get these tarantulas to work.
Okay, so. We got one more news, and then we got the big, big news of the day.
What's the big
news? So, the big, big news is last, but next we got Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2.
Oh, yeah.
Leak.
I'm not.
So, the trailer leaked.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd be more excited if it was multiplayer. Weirdly enough, I heard the campaign's good. Like, I don't... That's whatever, but the maps from that second game are perfect.
I just don't care, like... I've already played the game. Modern Warfare is out now. Like, I've moved on.
Well, I just think it's nostalgia. Like, if the maps came out, it'd be a nostalgia thing of, like, playing those maps again with my friends. Because that's the first online game I ever played. And it's so nostalgic for me to... Because, like, I'd played games, like, my whole life, but I'd never... We never considered online stuff like that before, just because, like, all the games I'd played up until that point were just single-player games you play with yourself or, like, fighting games or whatever.
Right.
But I remember, like, that was the reason we got, like, internet, is to play Modern Warfare 2.
Hmm.
I know a lot of those maps front and back.
Yeah, I just remember being emotional and listening to Rise Against and shooting a bunch of people.
I'll be honest, never even played the campaign.
Oh, I played the campaign.
I'm literally talking about the maps are so good in that game. It's so underrated because no one talks about it.
What's probably going to happen, since they're not doing multiplayer, is that they're just going to put it on Modern Warfare.
But that's the thing. This is an expansion on Modern Warfare.
Oh, so it's not like a resell?
No.
Oh, well, that's interesting. So it's like pretty DLC sure for Modern like Warfare.
DLC, yeah. I'm just saying, if they add maps to Modern Warfare, it'll be like...
And you know they will. Like, it's going to be their first DLC pack.
They said campaign, though, specifically.
Well, that doesn't mean they're done announcing shit for it.
It's true. They've got to do those multiplayer maps. Like, that'll make that game. Like, because no one plays... Call of Duty to me is almost like it used to be about the campaign, but it's now to the point where it's the opposite of The Last of Us. No one plays that game for the story. People play that game for multiplayer.
Yeah.
When's the last time you played a Call of Duty campaign?
I got this game for $60 and I haven't touched the campaign.
I have no intention to either. Yeah. I don't give a fuck.
I don't about either. Unless I can unlock something from it, but I don't think that's the case.
So, now the big news. You ready?
Let's go.
This out. Big news. So, there was a leak today, besides Modern Warfare, about these Mario games.
Oh, yeah.
Big news. Yes. And I'll explain why. So, there are three, from what I've read, and what's been... So, I believe it, definitely. Because some of the IGN, Kotaku, Eurogamer...
Everyone's reporting it.
Yeah, and people don't report these things unless it's coming out. And every time I've seen something get this much buzz, it really happened.
Yeah.
Like, I remember the last time I saw something on this level was the Super Mario U Deluxe, as far as Nintendo goes, and it came out. It was real. And Wonderful 101. Anyways, so it seems to be the theme is there's three titles. There's a new Paper Mario title, World Deluxe, which was the Wii U game. And then the big game is a collection of Mario 64, Mario Sunshine, and Super Mario Galaxy. It does not say Galaxy 2. I honestly don't know. And if I had to bet on it, I don't think you'll get Galaxy 2. Because I think 1 is the one people remember more. I don't know if you'd have enough room to fit both of those games.
Yeah, honestly, I'm fine with those three. Like, we've been talking about this ever since the Switch was released.
I think that's just dandy. Like, I think that's amazing. I'm going to play that. I'm going to get greasy. Those are my jams.
Yeah. That three-pack with 64, Sunshine, and Mario Galaxy is going to be nuts.
Dude, I will love it. Like, I will pre-order that. I will be online because this virus scared me from digital copies. So I will be pre-ordering that, playing that day one. I tell you what, I may request a vacation day. Let's get growth. You know,
that's what I did for Animal Crossing.
That's the coolest thing. Huh?
That's what I did for Animal Crossing. I took a vacation day.
But this is next level. Animal Crossing looks good. Like, and I'll probably play it for a long time. But this is the jam. This will be, I'm curious to what it is. I hope it's not just ports, but even if it's just ports, it'll still be my jam. Right? And if baby knows what baby doing. You know, baby can do what they want to me. But here's the kicker. Here's the exciting part, Alec. Are you ready? Do you got? Are you sitting down?
Yeah.
Are you sitting? Are you ready for the exciting part?
Yeah, I'm ready.
You know, this is Mario's 35th anniversary. That's why they're doing this, getting, you know, nuts, crazy.
When is the anniversary?
This year. This is the 35th anniversary of Mario.
Today?
This year.
Oh, okay.
Whose anniversary it is, I think just in 2 years from now.
Who?
We're talking about an Ocarina of Time, Majora's Mask, Zelda collection in this style. Woo! One of them's already done. They don't even have to. So I believe that a Zelda, like, carbon copy of this will come out in tandem. I think it'll be a three title thing, just like this was. I think the collection will be Ocarina of Time, Majora's Mask, and Twilight Princess. And I think there'll be another separate title. Well, I think it'll either be Twilight Princess or Twilight Princess subbed with Wind Waker, but one of those will be its own thing, and it'll be like,
yeah, I feel like
I think Wind Waker will have like the Wii U version.
It would be Majora's Mask. Or no. It'd be Ocarina of Time, Wind Waker, and the Wolf one, Twilight Princess.
See, well, no, I think it'll be Skyward Sword.
Because that's what they're doing with Mario, is like one 64 game, one GameCube game, and then one Wii game.
But I think Skyward Sword's the Wii one. I think, and maybe they'll do a separate thing with Twilight Princess being like its own game, because there is a Wii U version of Twilight Princess. And there's also one of Wind Waker. The only reason I think Wind Waker may be the separate one and Twilight Princess is in that collection is because Wind Waker's Wii U version already looks like stupid good. And that, I think, would just be a port. And Majora's Mask would be a here or there. If Mario Galaxy 2 is not on this collection, I don't think Majora's Mask would be in the Zelda counterpart.
Why?
Because,
well, I guess that one's already been remade.
The sequel stuff. So, like, I think with this Mario collection, it's not so much about room as it is about, you know, what are the known games from these platforms? And people like Majora's Mask, but Ocarina of Time's the N64 one. Like, there's no debate. That's the big one.
Yeah.
Just, I'm very, like, this, that's the thing. This Mario thing, it's interesting because it opens the door for these other collections they can make.
Or would they put out Breath of the Wild 2?
That be the big one? That could be.
Instead of, like, a three-pack kind of thing. Like, they could do it later. They could do it with Donkey Kong. They could do it with Yoshi. F-Zero.
I don't see F-Zero. I think Donkey Kong's a good one. I think that I can see a Yoshi one too.
Yeah.
I don't see F-Zero. I just, they're going to really test the waters with how these collections, because they're not known for doing this.
Yeah, it'll sell.
Like, Nintendo does not send, like, they don't release collections like this.
They're going to make bank. Everyone's going to buy that shit.
Dude, yeah, that's the thing. Like, people will buy these out the wazoo. Yeah. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, everyone's going to have it.
I bet that Mario game, besides Mario Kart, because for some reason Mario Kart sells the best on all Nintendo consoles. It's always Mario Kart.
I've been dying to play Sunshine for I don't know how long. And I've got it. I could set up my 64 right now and play it. But, like, or not my 64, my GameCube. I could play it right now if I wanted to. But, like, if I could have it on my Switch, hell yeah, I'm going to buy that.
Yeah, that's the thing. So, That's why collections are beautiful. In my opinion, I really don't get why people that own these game companies don't send out collections. Because, yeah, you could get out and play, like, you know, for, yeah, like Mario Sunshine. Like, you could bust out your GameCube or your Wii and play it. Buy it, because it's so easy to just have it right there.
Yeah.
Feel like the N64 is such an unloved console to Nintendo, because I'm just so surprised they're touching Mario 64. I would never have thought, because they seem to really not like N64 games.
That makes no sense to me.
Does it? Because I think those have, like, the N64 has some of my favorite, and I'm a majority here. I think most people love Ocarina of Time and Mario 64.
Yeah.
Top 10 video games of all time list, and you hand it to anyone, I think most people are going to have one of those, if not both of those, on their list.
Yeah.
That Mario thing is cool. Would you rather, like, it's going to come out this year, from what all these reports say.
Yeah, it's coming out.
Do you think that'll be their big,
It's supposedly coming out 2020.
This year. And I don't think anything with the virus is going to delay this.
No.
I think this will be their big, like, fall winter release, like their holiday release.
Yeah.
I think that Mario collection may be like a, I don't know, one of the, I think two of those are going to come out. It's going to be like summer, fall, winter. Winter meaning like holiday, like get it for Black Friday. I think much of a draw. Like, I don't think Paper Mario is big enough of a draw, even if it's a new one, to sell more than a Mario 64 collection.
Yeah.
I think in the summer you'll get 3D World Deluxe. I think you'll get that around E3 time, like, ooh, early, like July.
Ooh, I'd buy that shit.
A 3D World Deluxe?
3D World was so good.
Oh, are you thinking of the same game?
Yeah, with the cats.
The cat one?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's one of the games.
What?
That, right? Like, did I not say that?
No.
So that's one of the games. I guess I got sidetracked. One of the games is New Paper Mario. One of them is the collection, and then the third one's the 3D World Deluxe.
Oh, shit.
I think 3D World Deluxe will be their July, like, summer game, I think.
Yeah.
Paper Mario will be, like, in the fall, and then, like, around Black Friday holiday, maybe even December, I think you'll get that collection.
Yeah.
Could be wrong. I definitely feel like July you're looking at that 3D World remake, because that's just going to be a port. I have heard, though, in those things, they do say they're adding more levels. But it's still, like, I don't think there's, like, a graphics overhaul. I think it's going to look the same.
Yeah.
I'm just curious to what that
it's
collection
is. It's not going to be a remaster. It's just going to be a port.
Think that collection will be?
Honestly, yeah, I hope it is. I don't care if they up the graphics. I think that would make it look weird.
What if they made, like, so when it was remastered, they obviously just used, like, the same models in all three games. What if it was, like, they used, like, the Odyssey model? Because I think the engines will stay the same. Because those games, like, to rework an engine, and that those engines work so well with those games as is, I wouldn't touch that. It's just literally the models and textures I'd update.
I feel like it wouldn't
match. I think they'll all feel like Odyssey.
It wouldn't match the level design, though. Like, there's just something. There's something about the old design and the old graphics and everything. I don't know.
Be curious. I think whatever it is, I know they're going to do it well.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be great regardless.
They treat Mario well. Yeah. Galaxy, I don't think will look too different, because it already looks great.
Yeah, it's one of the newer games. That's the only one I haven't played.
That's so crazy, because, like, to me, it's Mario 64, Galaxy, Sunshine. Mm-hmm. Close. Galaxy's just very linear. You know how in Mario 64, you go in a painting? Like, once you get a star, you get kicked back out of there. But you could, like, skip around and get a star, like, out of order.
Yeah.
Galaxy, you don't do that. Like, you go, like, there's a hub world, but once you're in that world, you do those stars in order. Hmm. It's like obstacle courses. But I liked it. I'm curious to how the motion control worked, because that was so a part of that game.
Yeah.
It's just him spinning around, so you could easily, I think, map that to a button.
Yeah, I mean, the motion, there's the Switch controllers have the infrared tracking, so it should work.
If you're playing it, like, on a Switch Lite, you can't do any of that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that wouldn't work.
To a button.
Yeah. Okay, well, we're over an hour, so
giving people a long episode. I'm curious to how this actually, like, literally sounds.
Yeah, your mic is cutting in and out, but it should be all right.
We're giving people an hour episode, but this is not the norm on these quarantine episodes.
No, this is
going back to a half an hour.
This is specifically to make up for last week.
This is my quarantine special.
Yeah. My
coronavirus special.
I've got some dinner to get to, and I've got some Animal Crossing to play, so we will see you guys next week.
Bye.
Here's the outro.